From KXCI Community Radio, this is Research Matters. My name is Bridget Thumb, and I'm very excited to welcome to the studio today a junior who's majoring in molecular and cellular biology at the University of Arizona. Welcome to the studio, Nuri Sandhu.
Hi, thank you for having me today.
Are you doing any lab work at the U of A?
I'm actually currently working at the UA Cancer Center in Dr. Anne Kress's lab. We focus on kind of like the molecular and cellular mechanisms of how cancer moves from its original site in the body to a different site in the body. And that process of migration is called metastasis. So we use prostate cancer models, but it's really applicable. Like our research is applicable to multiple different types of cancer. My work specifically is focused on cell surface adhesion receptors called integrins. On our cells, we have our cell membrane, and within the cell membrane, we have proteins, receptors, and one of them is an integrin. They're normal in your normal cells. They're supposed to help with like wound healing. They also help with like blood clotting. But in cancer cells, they can develop kind of like mutations.
They get creative.
Yeah, they do. The cancer cells can use integrins to migrate from one spot to a different spot.
They jump from each other?
Yeah, how I like to think of it is like kind of like a rock climber.
Where are they headed to? Just constant never-ending growth or what?
We don't necessarily always know what causes a tumor to move from one spot to a different. They kind of just circulate in the bloodstream and then they find a spot and then they have some sort of transition and they settle down there.
What are you looking at?
Proteins, pathways, all of that. For men who have prostate glands, when the tumor is in the prostate gland itself, so it hasn't moved out, it's just in the prostate, the five-year rate of survival is actually about 99%. So it's really good if you have like some sort of treatment like chemotherapy or you can get it removed surgically. But when the prostate cancer actually moves to a different part of the body through metastasis, the five-year rate of survivability drops down all the way to 33%. So
Wow. That's
it's really important to kind of get in the way of this and understand what drives, you know, the cancer to move to a different spot because it can improve patient health outcomes.
So when you're talking about metastasis, it's not figuring out where they want to go. It's figuring out how to stop them from going anywhere, like how to slash their tires to keep them immobile.
Yeah, exactly. Because a lot of cancer-related deaths are actually can be attributed to cancer metastasizing, right? So if it's localized, you can target it better.
Thank you for furthering the research and this. I know that it's like we're standing on the shoulders of shoulders here.
Yeah.
You're a junior.
Yeah.
What's next for you?
Becoming like a surgical oncologist, that's what I'm interested in the most. I really want to help serve the underserved. That's one of my passions for sure. Another like passion is to travel the world. I want to be able to see and experience like different cultures. I feel like there's so much beauty in just seeing that. So yeah.
We want cancer to go nowhere and we want you to go everywhere.
I love that. That's an amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
You're listening to Research Matters. We've been speaking with Nuri Sandhu. Thank you so much for making time to visit us today at KXCI. It was really fun talking with you.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Research Matters is produced in Tucson, Arizona at KXCI Community Radio, which is a listener-supported radio station. To hear more episodes, visit kxci.org. Thank you.